SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb for April 2nd, the day after April Fool's. So what is the good for the morning?
The good for the morning is, you know, when friends are honest.
Friends are honest. Yeah.
You need honesty with your amongst your friends. Maybe sometimes not even friends, maybe just colleagues, if you will.
Okay.
So yesterday, not why he decided to drop it on yesterday, but Le'Veon Bell dropped a sample of his new track. Have you heard it?
I have a little bit, but yes, let's hear the fine works of Le'Veon Bell.
Sometimes I can get the computer to work. Sometimes I can't.
That's all right.
This makes for entertaining radio, right?
Do you get a? Do you have a impression of it?
You know, let me lick the needle a little bit. All right, here we go.
No, we're not breaking no rules. I got a stunning you fools. I'm working, don't need no tools. They want to do what I do. Money is making me broke. I see that I'm in the news. And they're not signing me back, but they got to pay for it too. I got to stay on the move. I got to stick it and move. I'm only going to speak the truth. My name is fresh out the pool. I know that my bed is boom. You want to do what I do. I don't think you got a clue. They got control over you. Hey, they don't want you at the table. They gonna put you through some shit, baby. They gonna work you and underpay you. I told them get them out. He just like a neighbor.
So what makes this great is that he posted this on Twitter for, you know, just to get some positive feedback, right?
Sure,
I think that's what he was hoping for. But there is one of his colleagues came back. I mean, first of all, on the tweet, he just said, you know, new track. Is it fire or trash? And your my favorite player, Keenan McCardell.
Okay.
Came back and you know, was just brutally honest and said, "Bro, that's straight trash."
Yeah, that's excellent.
That's what you want out of this. You want some constructive criticism, correct?
Yeah. Listen, if you have a cute video of like a little kid and he's like, oh, this little kid's going to kindergarten, but he doesn't know that his father, who's in the military, is waiting for him. And the little kid walks through the door and he sees his dad, who hasn't seen in like 2 years, and he runs into his arm and cries. Twitter will destroy that in a heartbeat. Like, don't put anything on Twitter. Twitter will destroy everything. Like, anything that you're like, oh my God, my heart is breaking. That's so beautiful. That is a beautiful moment. The cynics will come right out and pour gasoline on that fire. They don't mind.
Don't put you rapping on
Twitter and expecting the Twitter world to go, oh my God, this is brilliant.
And I made a mistake. It was Keenan Allen, not Keenan. I don't know why said Keenan McCardell.
Keenan Allen. Well done, Keenan Allen.
I mean, and then it even went on further. Le'Veon was like, man, if you honestly felt that way, you could have just texted me.
Yeah, don't put it out on social media.
You don't need to put it out there. And,
yeah,
you know,
put it out in public.
And Keenan just said, like I said, I speak facts. I don't troll.
You know? I love that. Can I use that line? I speak facts. I don't troll. That's awesome. That's great. I'm going to use that.
And that's what you want out of your friends. You want them to just be brutally honest sometimes.
I know.
I'm sure that's what Le'Veon was wanting. Because, I mean, all of a sudden, that just opens up all of Twitter. I mean, yeah, he's going to get blasted anyways. He had to have known that. And he doesn't – he seems to me the kind of guy who would – take those thoughts personally. I'm just saying.
Have somebody in your life that you don't mind when they say, like, listen, one of the things I love about my wife, for example, is that I brush my teeth. I use a breath thing, right? My wife will tell me when my breath is awful. She'll say, that's awful. You got to go fix that. She'll be like, Listen, normally I don't, you have good breath. Yeah, but right now it's terrible. And I'm not embarrassed by it because, you know, I go, oh, great. I'll go upstairs. Trust me. Got to go do this. You need somebody in your life that will do that. Somebody that will look and say, nah, that shirt and those pants do not go together. Change. Like, you need somebody in your life like that. Right. I know I told this story once when I got to do the state baseball championships in Nevada when I was living there, and I was so excited and I was so prepared and I wasn't good. And my wife, who was we were just married. She said, nah, that wasn't good. Woo. You're good at basketball. You're good at auto racing, but you're not good at that. Like, I've never called a baseball game again.
But you just need that honesty.
I need the honesty. So Le'Veon Bell, congratulations. You got the honesty. Now maybe spice it up a little bit. Maybe not so bitter. All right. Just
maybe not so auto-tuney, if that's a word.
Yeah.
I mean, because that whole thing was just straight auto-tune. You don't even hear his voice.
Rebecca Black is like, God, that stunk. That's terrible.
Oh, that's terrible.
All right, what's the bad?
The bad of the day, Tony. I don't know if you saw this, because it's in your neck of the woods. I'm not really sure where Frozen Head State Park is. I just know that it's in Tennessee.
Frozen Head State Park.
Yes. But the
I don't want to know why they call it that.
I don't want to know why they call that. But the bad is that no one finished the Barkley Marathon for the second year in a row.
The Barkley Marathon?
The Barkley Marathon. Have you heard about this?
No. What is the Barkley Marathon?
Only 40 participants.
All right.
And it's a 100-mile race.
Okay, I think I've heard this.
And you have 60 hours to finish it.
Okay, I have heard this. Yeah, okay, I've had heard this. This is really bad. This is a really bad race.
This is the dumbest race I've ever heard. First of all, it's over 5 days, so you run 20 miles a day, but you got to finish under 60 hours.
And you're doing it through the woods, right?
And
you're
doing it through the woods. Yep. Yeah, it's like they just found a random trail and said, all right, let's start here.
Yeah.
And you just run around this mountain. Day 2 and 4 are at night. To make it even more difficult, and there's only two stops along the way, where there's like aid, there's two water stops. That's it.
You're on your own. You got to carry your own stuff.
But my favorite thing about this race, Tony, you've seen a lot of races. How would you expect a race like this to start?
With a bunch of people at the starting line, they go boom, and you go run.
Exactly right. You think no. This one is start by the race organizer lighting a camel cigarette.
No. So he's got a camel in his mouth, and he's got a lighter, and he's like, go. And
I don't even think he says the word go. I think as soon as he lights it, that's when you're allowed to run. Then that's how you know this is a great race.
Oh yeah, that's great. That's great. Golly, I can't even imagine having training for that. Like, how do you train for that? If you're massively in shape, how do you do that?
I mean, some of the cool things about it is that, if you are accepted to be in this, it's $1.60 application fee. And like I said, only 40 people are asked. Or allowed to race this race.
All right. So how much was the entry fee?
$1.60. So if you wanted to submit an application, it would cost you $1.60 to submit this application just to see if you're in the running of racing. If you're a new entrant, you're required to bring a license plate from the state or the country where you're from.
License plate? So you got to take it off your car?
Yeah. And then if you were a previous racer, there's an additional fee in which you some of the things included a white shirt or socks or flannel shirt as a donation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The race bib number one is always given to the person deemed to be the least likely to finish one lap.
Oh, good. That would be me.
Yeah. So, if that was you, you would, because one lap is 20 miles.
Oh, forget it.
Now, there were six runners who finished the fun run. And I say that in quotation marks because the fun run.
Yeah, I've
the
been
fun
to those.
Run is three. No, it's the 3 day. You finish 3 out of the 5 days, and that's 60 miles.
Jeez, 60 miles.
But again, I mean, I don't know how much of you America has been in the woods during the day, and if you've ever ran through the woods, I mean, that's tough as it is. I can't imagine doing it at night.
Oh, at night it'd be awful. Like I can't. Like listen, if you said. Hey, you have 5 days. Go to this air-conditioned room on a treadmill with a TV in front of it and just walk, run until that thing says 100 miles, and you have 5 days to do it. I still couldn't do it.
Right.
But running through a trail, like with mosquitoes and plants and twigs and whatever is out there,
Sasquatches.
No. Sasquatch, Bigfoot, yeah. No chance. Polar bears, alligators, bald eagles. Right? No, I'm not doing any of that nonsense. Not a chance.
Yeah.
Running through there.
I mean,
barking
race,
dogs, kitty cats. I'm not doing that.
But my favorite part is the fact that the race organizer, who's the epitome of health here, if you see a photo of him, he looks like a typical person that you would imagine eating at a Perkins or a Waffle House in Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, the way he starts the race is lighting a Camel cigarette.
It's beautiful. Beautiful. All right,
the
dumb.
The dumb of the day. I'm going to leave it up to you to choose what's dumber, because I'm not really sure what's dumber. Okay? Ja Rule announced yesterday, on April Fool's Day, mind you, that there will be another Fire Festival this summer.
Ooh.
Or is it the fact that there will be another Fire Festival this summer?
Okay, do we know that this is not an April Fool's joke?
We know this is not an April Fool's joke.
This wasn't a prank.
Yeah, it could come out that way. But the fact is this time he feels that he is taking a step in the right direction because he is bringing Mark Cuban on board.
Okay. This might actually be redeemable. I didn't know how I didn't know how music festivals work. Okay. Like I don't know how to plan one. I don't know the logistics. I don't know, for example, if I were to have an event and I was going to bring 10,000 people, like, I don't know what I need for, bathroom services and water. And I don't know any of that stuff. So you hire people to do that. I think when they got on the scene at the Fire Festival, they realized there were so many problems with the way it was, the logistics of it. If they're going to do it, at least make sure everything can go right that you need to go right. I think they didn't plan for all of that. So it was like last minute, because they were trying to put it on this little island.
Yep.
And then they moved it to a bigger island. But when they moved it to the bigger island, there was like four other things going on at the island. So they didn't have anything that they needed.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same game plan is in place, is to have it on an island. Obviously, I'm hoping he's learned from his mistakes, but we're going to have a really great documentary coming out in next January, February.
Well, with Mark Cuban being so high profile, at least people should get paid, right? Like the woman who was the caterer, she ended up with a GoFundMe page. She got her money back, but she lost like her life savings.
Now, again, but my only problem with this is that he's planning on holding it Labor Day weekend this summer. Stop. Labor Day weekend, right? Planning a gigantic concert for Labor Day weekend. And he's planning on holding it in the Caribbean again. One of the main problems last time, and it's a weather phenomenon that happens every year in the Gulf of Mexico, or hurricanes. I'm under the impression that you can have this concert in the Caribbean in, say, December, and it's still going to be beautiful.
Yes, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Like, don't mess around with this.
I mean, that was one of the problems of last night. Now, that obviously they couldn't predict and they couldn't plan for that, but you kind of can, knowing that, okay, we're going to plan this concert smack in the middle of hurricane season.
They should have it in Nebraska, okay, just to make sure. Be on the safe side from the hurricanes. Just have it in Nebraska.
Or if you're wanting to have it on a Caribbean island, which I think is an awesome idea, just do it like in November, December. That's when people go to the Caribbean to vacation anyways.
My favorite part of the documentary, at least I saw the one on Netflix, was when they said, so they had this, they had the island, the original island, and the people said, don't say Pablo Escobar's island, because we don't want it be so, we don't want it marketed that way. Don't say it. And then they went, first thing out of the gate was party. Concert, Pablo Escobar's Island. And they went, nope, now you're out. You can't use the island anymore. Like a simple request. And they said, nah, screw it. But I love that documentary. I watched it three times. I watched it twice. And then I had it on as like background noise because it was so good. What a mess that was. God, what a mess.
I mean, literally everything that could go wrong did. It should just be titled Murphy Law's Concert.
The guy that was hired to organize it, like you ran the logistics. I listened to a podcast he was on for even more stories about how that was such a
Billy,
mess.
Billy McFarlane.
Yeah, well, Billy McFarlane. Right? No. The guy they hired. So he would be like, well, I tried to tell them we needed to cancel it, and they didn't want to cancel it, but we didn't have any food, like that kind of thing. Like, well, then I went to turn on the lights and there was no electricity.
like the new age.
And then
age,
Blink 182 canceled.
Like the new age wavy gravy.
Yeah, totally.
Making the announcement. There's no poison acid. It's just really bad acid.
Fire Festival. That's awesome. All right. It's SB Nation Radio. It's SB Nation AM.